תודה לך, בורא, שבטובך רב נתן...
Thank you, Creator, that with your great kindness you took us by the hand and connected us at this time and this place. With the Kabbalists, the teachers, their writings, and the Bnei Baruch group. Give us the power to connect and correct our intentions. May your peace and love be in our desires, thoughts, and actions, to bestow them to the world. We cannot do it on our own. We need your help. Be the glue that allows us to have the right vessel for receiving the reforming light. By which to reach this goal with all of humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
The study material will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we're learning that we come down to Egypt, we enter Egypt direct to the recognition of evil, the recognition of our ego, our nature. And certainly this is a very important time, because after that we only correct what we received in Egypt, all of the desires, thoughts that we acquire during the time of Egypt, when we get to know the evil inclination, our entire nature, our ability to connect, our inability to connect, with all of these vessels, with all of these discernments, we later come out and we start our spiritual ascent. But first of all, we need to feel which desire we exist and how can we invert this desire that we acquire from that state called Egypt or from Pharaoh. How do we arrange it so that later on we can receive in this desire a reward, a payment, fulfillment, attainment, revelation? This is why this period of time is a very important period of time. And we need to try as much as possible to understand it more and more, to feel it, to engage in it. So much so, well, you see how we're advancing slowly. It's not just reading. In each and every excerpt, it has within it a lot of internality, discernments that we need to discover in order for us to truly have room for the revelation of the light. Therefore, let's approach the excerpts and let's learn from them as much as possible with more details, and let's try not to forget them. Anyone who wants, anyone who can, should write some summaries of what we're talking about.
Excerpt number 58. Man's power, who must toil, not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter.
Look at what he writes at the very first sentence, that we need to work not in order to obtain something, but in order for us to have a desire to attain it. That is the problem. It is like when you have a set table before you and there's no problem to receive the food. However, the problem is that it depends on your deficiency. Therefore, we need to work on the deficiency, the right deficiency in quantity and also in quality. So, again,
man's power, who must toil, not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter. It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the Creator's help. And this is called a complete desire.
A complete desire is that we only want the help of the Creator, because we understand that by ourselves we cannot do it, and we don't even have the right desire, but rather in order to receive that desire from above, from the Creator, this is what we need. That is for us to have a deficiency for the deficiency, for the right one. Next.
לא שעבודת האדם גורמת להשיג את הדבר.
But rather,
אלא להשיג את
it's not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter, but rather the obtainment of the lack and the need for the matter, in order to know what he is lacking. For this, he receives help from above, by seeing each time that he is more deficient, and he cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. And this assistance is called, "For I've hardened his heart." It follows that the hardening of the heart is required in order to have a real need for a real thing.
This means that we lack nothing, but only one thing, for us to have a real, correct deficiency according to quality and quantity, because the upper light is there abundantly, it fills the whole of reality, and it is only a vessel that is the right deficiency that we need. And we usually cry out, where's the light? Where's the fulfillment? There is no filling because there is nothing that is able to reveal the filling. The deficiency in us is not yet established correctly. And that is the entire problem. So, we have to work on the vessel. This is why only together, only by prayer, in order to connect, in order to have between us the formation of the right vessel, this is what we need to yearn for. This means that the force of Pharaoh that grows inside our heart, we actually need that specifically in order to yearn with the right power and to the right thing. And the abundance is in absolute rest everywhere. All we lack is the vessels.
What is a deficiency for a deficiency?
For me to have a deficiency for a deficiency for the help of the Creator, for the filling for the right vessel. So that the filling that we want also, what we want is reflected light. We want to have the intention to bestow, in which we will then be able to receive everything from the Creator, and then all of our reception will be as bestowal.
So is this a result, or is this what we work on?
It is a result of our request that we will have a deficiency for a deficiency.
We ask for a deficiency?
We need to ask for the right deficiency. That what we will lack is the right vessel. It is a vessel of bestowal. not to receive, but rather to bestow, to give.
I'll
say why I'm getting confused, because we say that we work on the connection and the result is the revelation of the deficiency. So what's the order? What are we working on? What's the result?
The result is also the revelation of a deficiency. More than that, we don't need, because the fulfillment is abundant, it's everywhere, it fills up the whole of reality. We exist in the upper light. Our problem is that we do not discover it because we don't have the right vessel for it.
He says that the help is the hardening of the heart.
And the assistance in order to bring us to this right deficiency is the hardening of the heart. Yes.
So the hardening of the heart by itself is not the deficiency yet.
No. It is a means. Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart.
No.
Well, listen and put all of these things together and think well. Come back, become confused, come back, become confused again. And this is how you will reach something new. What is it that you want to reach? Then you will scrutinize it. What is it that you want to reach? Only a desire, the right desire, because the fulfillment exists. It's there. It's like when you turn the knob of the radio receiver, the radio receiver, and you catch the wave. The wave is there. You just need to connect to it precisely.
Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Если мы снимаем эгоистический взгляд свой, и видим себя
remove our egoistic view
размере, действительно, в котором мы существуем. Хисарон автоматически
выставляет. We see ourselves, our true size, that the deficiency is built automatically.
We need to work on the right deficiency. We will see it soon in the next few excerpts also. So much so that the right deficiency is what we need to lack. The deficiency for a deficiency, like he said, that the assistance from above is in that he sees each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. And the assistance is called, for I have hardened his heart. It follows that the hardening of the heart is required in order to have a real need for a real thing.
Yeah. That.
I'll take it slowly. Okay.
Toda, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. We're lacking a feeling in the ten, during the lessons, during the meetings, during the day. So the true deficiency is
to bestow to the Creator. All we can do is a deficiency. As it says, if you're righteous, what will you give him? That is, that we only need a deficiency in order to give it to the Creator. That's it, all in all. This is why it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. If you are in a simple mechanical form in the lessons, in the connections with the general group, with your 10, if you are concerned about that, if you scrutinize that, then eventually you should feel that you are advancing each and every day. advancing in knowledge, in the emotion, in the intellect, but also in the connection with the friends. One time more, one time less, so that you can differentiate it each time. And this is how we advance. Right now, we are actually in an important time. When we are truly scrutinizing the vessels, the need for the revelation of the Creator, that it is not the way it is in our world, what we need here, but rather what we need is a deficiency for a deficiency. I want to lack what I need to have for the spiritual action. And I'm asking help for that. This is why he writes that the assistance from above is in that he sees each time that he's more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. That is, the more and more I lack, and I lack the right thing, I lack help. So according to that, I feel that I'm advancing more. And it's not that I despair and I just leave. Specifically, our work is in increasing the deficiency within us more and more. First of all, we need to reach a deficiency that needs to be in a spiritual plea. And afterwards, we will know how to work with this deficiency. But first of all, we need to lack what is missing, what's lacking in the spiritual vessel, meaning bestow. And the deficiency for bestow is what we hope to get from above. This is what each and every one is.
In the request for the deficiency, can you help with what is hardening of the heart here?
That we are asking for fulfillment instead of asking for the right efficiency. 59.
Excerpt number 59. The hardening of the heart, in other words, for I have hardened his heart, was to make a place for a prayer. And this prayer is not like one of flesh and blood who wants respect to be asked so he will be respected. Rather, the purpose of the prayer is for him to have a kli, meaning a need for the help of the Creator. So we'll have a need for the help of the Creator.
Are you hearing what he says? That what I want to reach is, I want to reach a deficiency for me to have a need for the help of the Creator. Yes.
Since there is no light without a kli. And when a person sees that he cannot help himself in any way, then he has a need for the Creator's help.
We see that spirituality requires of us to have a deficiency, a true desire. This is what we need, and we need to ask for that, and accordingly we need to yearn, and accordingly we need to build ourselves in tens, in the group, in the entire world kli, so that besides a kli, we need nothing. We are in an ocean of light, the sea of light, endless. It is the light of Ein Sof, infinite light. And we just need a vessel to have at least a spoon, to have a cup, to have a bucket, to have a barrel, it doesn't matter what, but to have something, so that I will know how I can reach the vessel, how I attain it, and how do I achieve fulfillment in it. The filling in the vessel is my degree of bestowal to the Creator, in order to bestow even a spoon or something. But this is what I'm able to give, to bestow. Or more, a cup, more, a bucket, maybe a barrel, etc., according to how much I'm capable of preparing myself in order to bestow to the Creator. So we're not talking about reception, but rather we're talking about bestow. We're talking about the deficiency to bestow, for us to have that. And therefore, the will to receive that grows inside of us each time and it confuses us, it is aiming us so that we will direct ourselves correctly to the Creator.
Filament?
We are asking for the deficiency, so that we will have, well, a deficiency cannot be unless when people connect, people who are different, contradictory. This is why it says the minimum of many is two. Even two, when they connect, already they establish between them a vessel, because they connect above the individual will to receive of each one. And the light is in absolute rest. It fills the whole of reality. And it is only the kli that we need. And the kli is established out of two contradictory desires. They cannot be any other way. They're always different. When we unite them, then we unite them for what purpose, under which umbrella? In order to bestow to the Creator. There is no other reason, no other possibility. And therefore, if we connect between us in order to bestow to the Creator, then out of that we already get help from above, so that we are able to connect. And then two different desires connect by the influence of the upper light, by the influence of the Creator, then they are able, in the gap between them, to start to feel what is connecting them, their root, their one root for the two of them. How this root has bestowed and created them as different. And when they want to connect, they seemingly come back to that root and they start to feel it. This is our work. Therefore, the light is in absolute rest, and it is only the vessels that we need.
Other than the hardening of the heart, what other ways do we have to receive a deficiency?
This is the only thing that we're given from above, and we don't need anything else. The revelation of the deficiencies, this in itself, it's the hardening of the heart, is the discovering the deficiencies, discovering how different we are. If we're saying that we have a root up above and He creates us, so He increases the feeling of the gap between us. This is called the revelation of Pharaoh between us. And the more He grows and grows, we feel more and more ourselves in restlessness, and we search for what to do until we reach correction.
The hardening of the heart is, again, what's revealed between us, what separates us?
Yes,
That's the desirable path or the least desirable path?
Would have been undesirable.
Maybe there's another path.
No, there isn't any until we will feel the problems that we are contradictory, far away, that we are in war, that we have problems. And it's impossible for us to complete each other, to make peace. And in that way, we eventually reach the decision that we have no choice. We have to work on the connection. There are light souls that feel that and understand that quickly, and there are very hard, heavy souls that exist even between us, but until it reaches them, it takes quite some time.
When we raise a prayer, connect and raise a prayer, is that a reaction to the hardening of the heart? Or is this to save us, the hardening of the heart?
For us, those people who are raising that prayer. How can you ask me about that? Each and every person who raises a prayer, whatever he intends, that is his prayer. There are those who search for money, honor, knowledge. There are those who want to profit and succeed in all kinds of other things, maybe even spiritual ones.
The question is, can we spare the feeling of hardening, of heaviness?
But we need the hardening of the heart. Without that, we have nothing with which to reach out to the Creator. When do we approach the Creator? When Pharaoh is pressuring us so much and he's confusing us and doing with us whatever he wants so that we have no choice. Like a baby that runs to the mother and cries before her so that someone hurt it. This is how we actually appear when we turn to the Creator after.
Can I ask?
Yes.
So our entire work is in creating a need.
All of our work is in creating the need. Yes, the right need for the Creator. For the help of the Creator.
So the process we undergo in Egypt, what are we building there? Vessels? What is that thing?
Yes, we discover that without the help of the Creator, we cannot emerge from our will to receive in order to receive. And this is actually the escape, that we have no choice but to exit its control.
So why come out if we manage to build vessels in Egypt?
Build the vessels?
Yeah, we obtain the need for the help of the Creator.
Yes.
So why come out if you have the need there?
But in Egypt, in those vessels that are under the control of the evil inclination, you cannot build another control over the evil inclination. You have to rise above it and to start to be between the Creator and the evil inclination, and then to begin to combine between them in order to reach bestowing, in order to bestow, later on receiving in order to bestow. You have to work with both of them.
So the need that we build, what is that vessel exactly? What does it lack? What does it need?
This vessel wants one thing only, for it to have a need for the help of the Creator.
And what is our work in connection, in what the work of the Ten creates this thing?
Well, discovering that without the help of the Creator, we cannot advance towards the purpose of creation in anything, a need for help.
Okay.
When one begins his path, he doesn't even think about the help of the Creator. He thinks that he will achieve it by himself, as we used to from our life. And he advances more with his intellect, more with his emotion, more with all kinds of things. Then he's told, no, you have to be incorporated in the tent. Well, okay, let's say that this is what they're saying. But he doesn't understand it also, even though he learns that this is how he builds his spiritual vessel, tens fiot, a partsuf. But, so somehow, and indeed, the need for the help of the Creator, this is what we need to get in the exile of Egypt. This is what we acquire in the exile of Egypt, that without the Creator performing over us these operations of correction, we're incapable of reaching anything. We will always remain under Pharaoh's control.
Last one. On what depends our ability to change the chase for fulfillment to a chase for a pursuit for the need of the for the help of the Creator, that He will lead us in every stage?
How do we replace our goal for now, for the time being?
Yes.
It's this is what we are learning. We talk about it, and bit by bit, more and more, we absorb the spiritual advancement. This is actually the work that we are doing during the time of the exile in Egypt. What do we need to be there for 400 years, meaning 4 degrees of the will to receive, that they will all go through the feeling of the exile, that we are disconnected from the Creator, from the good thing to something that is bad, intolerable. It is in order for us to want the help of the Creator. That's the first thing. And later on, that all of our feeling will be in the will to bestow.
So our fulfillment becomes the need, meaning the need for the help of the Creator, that's what fills us?
Yes. If I have a longing, a yearning for the help of the Creator, I don't want anything else. This, for the time being, is the degree of my adhesion with Him, with the Creator. We will talk more about it. Let's continue. I think that it's worthwhile for us.
Kol achbadat halev,
60.
Letovat haadam.
The hardening of the heart is only for man's sake. For by this it will be rewarded with the letters of the Torah. And although during the fact a person does not feel all that he's meant to feel, when he has completed his discernment, what he has done all the time is revealed to him at once. Unlike the allegory that Baal Sulam once gave, this is similar to a person earning nothing but zeros. And each time he sees that, we can't see that he has earned only zero. After the first time, he has 1 zero. After the second time, 2 zeros. And after the third, 3 zeros. Until he accumulates many zeros. But at the end of the work, he earns a one. Thus, he might have 1 zero with the one, which is only 10. Or he might have 1 million or more. It follows that each time letters of the Torah are added in him. And this is the meaning of that I may set these signs of mine within him. Rav, and these are deep matters. I can only say that so we can understand it in this way. The more I diminish myself, make myself smaller, I am in the upper light, and I allow the upper light to enter into me and to depict in me the image, the form of the Creator. Therefore, as much as a person makes himself zero, that's how.
Heart doesn't feel and hear like a concrete wall. I need help, but what should I do even if I cannot pray?
When you feel that you cannot feel and your heart is a wall of cement and you're blocked, this already means that you can feel this blockness, and that's a great thing. Now you just have to think how through the blockness of the heart, you bring the heart a certain impression, not from the will to receive the what's normally there, but from the will to bestow. How can you try and enter with your heart into the friend's heart? Make practical actions without much intellect. And then from these actions, you will attain the intellect and the feeling. Now, on that it says, whatever the mind cannot do, time does. Try it and you'll see. Hold on. We have Kiev one.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that I annul myself and I give the Creator the possibility to get into me, to enter me. What does that mean?
If we are in our will to receive, we're like a ball that contains the will to receive. And the Creator is surrounding us. And then I feel Him pressuring us, that I'm lacking certain things. And in this way, I discover deficiencies, more and more deficiencies. And if I work in order to begin to connect to this upper force that's outside of me, then how can I do it? This upper force outside of me is entirely to bestow. I have no way of feeling it, understanding it, depicting it. It will always be a depiction of my will to receive. For that, we were given a 10. The group, the Creator, shattered the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and then according to how much I connect to them, I construct in me a system that can perceive these qualities of bestowal, of connection, which are already the qualities of the Creator, the qualities of the upper world. They don't exist in our world. We see day in, with each passing day, how our world is more and more the will to receive.
So, how does the Creator eventually enter me as a result?
The Creator can enter into me to the extent that I mix with the friends and to the extent that I obtain the desires, the qualities, the thoughts of the friends. In them, I receive the quality of the Creator, the forces of the Creator. Therefore, I have no way of reaching the Creator, of filling myself by Him, except through the connection with the friends.
Well, I, for example, try to become incorporated in the thoughts of the friends and to include it inside of me, but how inside of them I notice the Creator's quality?
Not in them, but in you. When you're incorporated in your friends, then everything you receive from them, you also want to feel the Creator. You want to discover the Creator. This is called from love of people to love of the Creator.
Excerpt 61. Understand people's questions about the verse, "Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart." Does it mean that the Creator denied him the choice by hardening his heart? According to what I have explained, it is the opposite. By the Creator hardening his heart, he can make a choice once more. When Pharaoh said, "The Lord is the righteous, and I and my people are the wicked," it means that he has already sentenced to the scale of merit, and he is entirely good and has nothing more to do. For this reason, opposite his good, the Creator had to increase the evil inclination. As our sages said, one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Therefore, when the Creator hardened his heart, he could make a choice once more.
That's the main thing, meaning the Creator is always playing with our hearts, playing with our desire, raising them up more and more egoistically in quantity and quality, and it's all in order to bring us to a state where the degree of the hardening of the heart will be such that a person will not be able to take it. He has to solve the problems, and the Creator helps him. That's why it says, "Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart." The Creator seemingly makes a match between a person and Pharaoh, the evil inclination. He reveals the evil inclination more and more in a man's heart until a person cries for help because he can't take it anymore. And it turns out that by the evil inclination that is growing within a person, the person begins to acquire the feeling and the intellect that only the Creator can help him. And this is the meaning that the Creator, the Pharaoh, brings. The hardening of the heart comes to us only to a state where we begin to cry out. This cry reveals help from above, and I begin to see that the main thing for me is for the Creator to explain to me, what am I doing with that Pharaoh, that huge ego? And my choice is in continuing, in spite of the hardening of the heart, and eventually I see that I have no way of doing anything but escaping. And even though it's dark and there's no certainty. I lack everything, but I prefer it to being under the control of the ego, of the evil inclination of the Pharaoh. In this way, we.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, how do we identify the hardening of the heart in the 10?
You don't see it in the attitude between the friends?
It's everything is usual. It's always the same.
Well, so it's a sign you're not even working on the connection between you. The ever-growing connection. No one wants to soften his heart, to place the friends inside. No one is thinking of replacing the thoughts and opinions of the friends with his thoughts and opinions. This is very bad.
So how do we break through that, Rav? What kind of a revolution do we need to make?
First of all, understand that it is necessary. It's essential to do it if I want to attain a spiritual vessel. I don't attain a spiritual vessel if I don't replace my desires and thoughts with the desires and thoughts of the group. Not immediately, not at 100%, but as much as possible, gradually.
What should we ask the Creator for the friends, so this will help them the most?
That
they would manage to connect in their hearts to such a degree that the Creator will be revealed there and rejoice from His work.
Tada.
After all, we just need to help the Creator do His work. Hence, our actions are called serving the Creator. We only ask or demand, we pray to the Creator to do it. We seemingly allow Him to do it. This is the meaning of my sons have defeated me. That's what gives him happiness, but he's doing all the work. We just need to want him to do it.
Здравствуйте. Вы сказали немного ранее, что
Hello, you said a little bit earlier that the hardening of the heart occurs as a result of the correct actions in the 10, if I heard you correctly. So it turns out that together with the hardening of the heart, there's an addition of a will to receive, and the will to bestow is also added.
No, there's only the will to receive, which keeps growing, and together with that, we feel about this will to receive a sense of a pressure from the surrounding life, from the Creator. There's an internal phenomenon of the growing of the will to receive, and there's an external phenomenon where it pressures us accordingly, and according to what's happening on the outside, the will to bestow. And then we are between these two desires, and consequently we feel ourselves in such a state of discomfort. Okay.
No, Kiev Shalosh.
А, да, я вышел и вернулся. Мы же все-таки на контрастах все воспринимаем. А как тогда различить вообще?
We perceive everything out of the edges, the extremes, out of the feeling of the difference. So how can we get from the will to receive, recognize the will to bestow?
You will discover it in the vessel itself that exists between the inner light and surrounding light, where both of these lights operate on us and they awaken us. You'll see how it's happening. None is wise as the experience.
Neemar, bo
excerpt 62.
Aynu, shenelech beyachad, shegam ani holech itcha.
It was said about this command to Pharaoh, meaning we will go together. I will go with you so that I will change the nature. And all I want is that you will ask me to help you change your nature and invert it from a will to receive into a will to bestow. As our sages said, man's inclination overpowers him every day, and were it not for the Creator's help, he could not overcome it. However, we should understand also why the Creator needs him to ask of him. This is understandable with flesh and blood, who wants the honor of being asked so as to know that he has helped him. But how can such a thing be said about the Creator? However, the rule, there is no light without a kli, means that it is impossible to give someone a feeling if he has no deficiency. As long as there is no deficiency for something, if you give him, he will have no taste in it. Therefore, he will not be able to appreciate it and will not keep it from being stolen. That is, there are people who do understand the importance of the matter, and they will take it from him. This is why a person should ask for the Creator's help.
Because according to his request, if it's a true one, he's grateful for keeping the upper light and not letting him run away in all kinds of directions. By that, he attains and he demonstrates the degree of importance he has for bestowal. And that's the main thing.
Well, an entire 10 goes to Pharaoh. So what does it mean that a 10 goes to Pharaoh?
As much as the friends in the 10 try to be connected between them towards the goal. This is the meaning of going together to Pharaoh and to the Creator. Pharaoh and the Creator are one and the same thing. It only depends on how we turn to them. But in truth, the Pharaoh invites the group to the Creator, and the Creator invites the group to Pharaoh, and that's how it works. That's how it works on us. We are seemingly a neutral body, and we must incorporate with the true will to receive, which is the Pharaoh, and bring it to in order to bestow, which is the Creator.
What is this operation, this walking itself? What needs to happen?
Constantly be in connect.
Place.
Look, each time they shall be as new in your eyes. Each day a person is a new man. You have to understand that this work does not end. It's written, there's no rest for the righteous, neither in this world nor in the next. So, consequently, we have to advance each passing day, and without the 10, without support, it's very difficult. A person plunges into despair, and if he's not connected to the 10, there's such an obstacle before him that he cannot overcome it.
We even feel it in the ten, Rav, not as an individual person, but as a ten. We feel that we made some effort, we received help, but then the hardening actually grows.
That's a sign that the friends in the ten do not feel themselves obligated to awaken the entire ten. Each shall help his friend. How can it be that you don't help and you let go of one another and we don't care, each one in the ten doesn't care if the ten is going up or not. I understand that each one is either in an up state or a down state, and nevertheless, in spite of it, he has to guard himself and ask, what am I doing towards the group?
Is this coping of the ten with this repeating state? Is this what builds the connection between us in the end?
It builds a connection, it builds a general vessel, and it's the main thing we need in order to advance towards the purpose of life. Of course, what do you think, that I'm getting up and I'm getting to the lesson each time with great energy and spirits and full of knowledge and a strong mind? I told you how I used to see this giant Rabash. And the moment when he first woke up, you couldn't tell that this person has any, you know, even the spirit of life in him. And he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. It will become more difficult to wake up and to recuperate and to awaken the friends and support the friends. This works in a very serious manner on us.
So that was the essence of my question, Rav. How we overcome this fear that we will always stay in Egypt?
Responsibility. First of all, each one has to be responsible. I'm coming out of the group before the lesson. And a few moments before you gather. You gather at 20 minutes before the hour, right? Come another 20 minutes before that, or less. Look into it and start to awaken one another. And when you come to the general awakening of the entire group, in the ten that is entirely a state of upliftment,
thank you.
We measure this upliftment according to the importance of the goal. And this we can do.
Excerpt 63. When one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning to achieve dvikut with the Creator, he must see the truth. It is not within man's hands, since it contradicts the nature with which he was born. Only the Creator can give him a second nature. But without a lack, there is no real flavor in the filling. Hence, the Creator gives the heartening of the heart, so that the person will feel the deficiency to the fullest. This explains why only afterward did the Creator harden his heart, meaning after he began to work for the sake of the Creator and not before. Also, why did he need the hardening of the heart? It is for a different reason, that if one does not feel the real lack, one cannot receive the real feeling, since there is no light without a kli. It follows that the hardening of the heart was not to his detriment, that is, to remove him from the Creator. On the contrary, the hardening of the heart was in order to bring him to the Dvekut with the Creator.
Yeah, that's what we discover eventually, that the hardening of the heart, the problems, the disconnections, the disappointments, the heaviness that we feel, all of it is in order to bring our heart to a state where we can reveal the Creator in it. And 64.
Excerpt 64. One must believe that everything that he feels now, that he is farther from the Creator, comes from above. That is, it is the hardening of the heart that the Creator gives in order for one to discover the real need. Meaning that he will feel how without the help of the Creator, he cannot emerge from the control of the will to receive for himself. But only the Creator himself can help.
מקבוצת היברו.
From the Hebrew group. How can we help one another in attaining the right lack?
Simply more to speak about what's written in the articles, in our material, that we need to chew our material many times. I'm telling you out of experience, my own experience, that I'm already in the study of Kabbalah for 40 years, and I reveal in all these sentences new things. And I'm sure, and I know, and I feel that this is Rabash, especially from Rabash, that this Rabash planted in them all those same thoughts and desires that awaken in me to this day. I advise you to search for it, and you'll see.
So excerpt number 65. A person can always choose, since before he has performed one mitzvah, the authority of the bad is not greater than the authority of the good, although he has many bad deeds. And after he has performed one mitzvah and decided to the side of merit, his evil is increased. Meaning, the bad is empowered so as to govern to the same extent as the good. It follows that then too, he is half and half. By this, we will understand the verse, "Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart." Because once Pharaoh has sentenced himself to the side of merit, saying, "The Lord is the righteous," he was great. Therefore, he could no longer make a choice. For this reason, there was a need for the Creator to harden his heart, meaning to increase his evil, since only in this way is there room for choice. It follows that through the hardening of the heart, the ability to choose was not taken away from him. On the contrary, here he was given the possibility to make a choice. Why isn't it enough where he says, the Creator is great, and I'm the small, and do whatever you want with me? Why do we need more choice after that?
He passes on, gives everything to the Creator. That's called that he's working in devotion. So from the smallest to the biggest final actions.
So why is his heart needed to be hardened again? Here he got to there. The Creator is controlling. He's governing. Do whatever you have to do with me.
He's not making limitations, borders. He's not making any conditions for the Creator. Okay, now is the end of correction. Give me. No. Rather, I'm ready to continue because for me, the work itself and choice that I choose to be adhered to you in above all the other options, in smallness, as a point, is adhered, as a drop of semen adhered to the womb, I am willing to remain in this, and in this I am ready for that. From this small point, I am ready to do everything.
So the hardening of the heart is a certain answer of the Creator to his request? It's like you asked to be like that, well, let's harden your heart, and then you will be able to see that you're in such a state.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рафут, вы сказали, что когда я готов работать,
you said that this point in which I'm ready to work only in order to be in the effort in the direction of bestowal to the Creator. What is that point? After all, we are always yearning for the revelation of the Creator, big things. So how?
We don't need to yearn for revelation of the Creator. We need to yearn for devotion, for bestowal to the Creator. That's not the same thing. It's quite the opposite. If I'm yearning for revelation of the Creator, then I'm entering greater darkness. I'm stopping myself. I need to yearn for work, for bestowal, in adhesion in the Creator. Adhesion is not revelation. Revelation reaches, comes, and not in a way that we can describe, imagine it now to ourselves in our ego.
That's what I wanted to be more precise. What does it mean, adhesion with the Creator, if it's not his revelation?
I don't think I can explain, maybe. Adhesion in the Creator, it's adhesion according to the action, according to the intention, the result from the action, which is all to bestow in the direction of bestowal. And to open, we want to open and know only in what we can bestow, in what we can adhere, reach equivalence of form. Only this we want, and all the rest, no, we need to cover. And that's our work. Both in revelation and concealment, we need to keep this border, this limit, that we are operating only on the intention to bestow.
In our work towards friends and dissemination in the ten, I after all want to feel that force that's between us.
To the extent that you feel in it a need, that you lack to be adhered to the friends, that together you can bestow to one another and also to all of reality, in order to give contentment to the Creator, then surely you need forces and you pray that you will have.
Можно чуть-чуть развить вот видится самым большим достоянием видится устремление.
Rav, if we can develop that, you see the greatest achievement is the deficiency, the yearning, how to cultivate it more maximally between us.
It's only by a connection between you. From within that you'll be able to take everything, but from within the connection and not from outside of it.
What do you mean
this connection that we're doing?
You're not looking at the final goal, the complete adhesion, complete connection of the whole Kli, through your connection, through the Ten, that you need to look like you're shooting. You're looking through the aim, through the sight that's close to the eye, and the sight, the reticle at the end of the polygon. And that's it. So both these edges in the barrel from the beginning and the end, yes, they need to be lined up with your eye. Israel, Israel, Orayta and Kutcha Brichu as one. And then you reach the goal.
Meaning in such a personal effort in connection with the friends, I need to hold on to the whole of purpose of creation?
Yes. Otherwise, your bestowal isn't true. It's mentioned.
The question from the Men 10 from Asia. It sounds like our attitude towards the hardening of the heart should be as a payment for our work in the 10. Is it so?
It's not payment, it's a reward. This that I'm given work, that's a reward. This that I can give exertion in order to reach the goal, that's also a reward. There is no work, exertion, payment. It's all a reward. Doesn't matter. It'll be clear to everyone later on. Let's continue.
Mach 14 are asking, how do we create the correct lack, the correct Kli, and how is our effort measured?
The correct lack we establish by this that we are speaking together in the 10 and we clarify, scrutinize to what should we be yearning to, that this yearning will truly be in the same line, the same channel as the Creator.
Question from the young 10 in Ashdod. How do I make room for the friends in my heart if it's obtuse, it's closed?
To make the effort to open up my heart, that in thoughts I attain nothing. Only if we're all connecting, and despite that I very much not want it, I am entirely not in that, but as much as I nonetheless want to give them room in my heart, that in that same place that we're entering together, in that same place, yes, we will reveal the Creator.
Last question from Tel Aviv 2. We're aiming ourselves to the deficiency for the help of the Creator. What help do we need from Him?
I don't
know. If you don't have a need for the assistance of the Creator, then you have no prayer. You have no who to turn to and for what to turn to Him. That's it. You need, first of all, to scrutinize. Do you need help? For what? What do you want to reach? And then turn to Him. But to seemingly come to the Creator without the justified true lack, that's...
Zlovet.
It doesn't...
Excerpt 66. We should pay attention to come onto Pharaoh and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign. But rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Yes, meaning we need to understand that the Creator hears all the prayers, the true ones, that a person takes out as much as possible, as much as he can from his heart, and he doesn't escape, doesn't run away, rather is persistently like this little child who's doesn't let go, because he knows he's dependent on you, and so he doesn't let go. He knows very well how to take advantage of you. And he has no mind. He doesn't have so much developed sensation, but only one thing, that he knows that he's dependent on you. And thus he doesn't leave. Meaning, we don't need some big sensation of some big person here and some big wise mind. Rather, only the sensation of dependence. If I know that I'm dependent on him only, and that's it. Then I don't leave, and I continue, and I continue. Like within nature, we have examples from the baby and the adult, or the child, the little child, and this he wins over the adult, and the adult feels he has to give the child. And such, we also have to turn to the Creator. That if I have the true lack, I don't leave the Creator. And ultimately, as much as I need, I will request of Him until He will do it. And I also need here to believe our sages that each time that I'm requesting, even though my requests are incorrect, but if I don't leave them, then each and every request of mine, it builds in me the next request to be more true, closer, the correct one, until I reach such a request that the Creator answers. Oh, now we have Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Berkeley. What can we do in the tent to soften the hearts of friends?
Latet dugma.
To give an example.
Ze aikar. Latet dugma.
That's the main thing. To give. We had just one question for Rav. How do you feel towards this degree? Are you excited like us? Because we're really excited by this.
I'm really excited, that's for sure. But it's also clear that without this, it's impossible. You must start functioning on your own. And I'm with you, of course. But there's an age in which a child has to go to school and function there on his own and answer questions and hear and participate with others. And in such a way, you need to do so as well. That's why I'm looking at this whole process in a very beautiful way, in a very good way. I have no doubt that you're ready for it. And more than ready, we should have even started this prior to this. So I'm with you. I'm watching over, but your work is to try and support each that is at home somewhere, wherever you are, on the other side of the world. Yes? You're constantly searching how you can participate heart and soul with your mind, with your heart, with your feelings in what's happening. To the extent in which you participate in this, you'll receive through this general convening that I'm in also. You'll also receive the reforming light, which will be something that is very powerful. So I would really recommend not to miss every single moment of the convention. I will keep my presence and the presence of each and everyone I will know, and we need to give all the possible seriousness to this. Good luck to you. I am certain that after the convention, you will appear completely different, and I will tell you about it. All the best.